Live Audio Boom, it's Adrian at Turbo Stream. So we're on the 26th of May 2015. It's 4:45 in the PM. So today I've been dealing with customer services and customer support. So this is a kind of reply to McColgan there. He did a boot the other day about customer service. So, as many of you will know, my mum passed away last month. So, a lot of the stuff to do is now I'm on the duty of informing all the utility companies about the fact that she's passed on. And really just to get her things like that sorted out, we're getting the financial affairs sorted out. And we've arranged a funeral and stuff like that. So I just thought I'd share you my experience today of customer service. So today I phoned up. So I'm in the kitchen making a cup of tea. So today I phoned up the telephone company. And in this case it was British Telecom. Now Black 73 Cat has had a few run-ins with BT. Or probably more accurately Openreach. Because he was having trouble with his fibre broadband, he wanted it moved and stuff and upgraded and bad engineers. Now, so BT weren't too bad. She had a bit of assistance file at her end, so she had to phone me back. But to be fair, she did phone me back. I was expecting half an hour waiting. She phoned back within a couple of minutes. And because we weren't closing the account, basically I'm having to now, as I'm going to possibly moving to her house, so to keep the phone line going I've had to take over effectively the phone line. So that was a kind of bit of a pain. I could have done without having to do that, but there you go. It's mainly to preserve the phone number, because the phone has been in the she's been in the house what 44 years I think. So it was a kind of case of, because once you cut the phone line off, then you lose the phone number. So I was quite keen to keep the phone number, so I'll basically take it out of the line until eventually I'll move in. So she was a nice lady, don't get me wrong, but compared to the other two people I phoned up, so I phoned up the water company, and they were most sympathetic, and they've basically put the account on hold. So as long as nobody actually lives there, they're happy not to receive any payment for the water for the next few months. I think it's 6 months, you said? Something like that. And she couldn't have been more helpful. She took my details, and so I'll be getting correspondence coming to my house, so it doesn't up in my name, so it won't be upsetting anybody else who comes to the house. So I was quite pleased with them. Our local water company, Severn Trent. And then the final one is British Gas. They supply gas and electricity. And I've just come off the phone to a very nice young lady who started telling me about what she was doing and moving house and stuff and the problem she'd had. And again, they've put the account on hold. The account is in debit, so she does owe them money. But they're happy not to take any payments for 5 months until the such time as I move into the house, and then they'll sort it out from there. So it just shows you that most of these companies can, if they want to, do good customer service. So I've had three positive customer service experiences, and then there's another one. I went to the Cairns, which is about 15 miles, 20 miles northeast of where I live. And on the way back, I always like to go outdoors, so I went to go outdoors. And there's like, I say parade of shops, but they're more like industrial units, like a retail park, I suppose you'd call it. And I was, if I'm going past, I always going to go outdoors. Sometimes often like today I didn't buy anything. And then next door there was a kitchen place. I wanted to look at the kitchens. And also, I wanted to look at furniture because when I eventually take on the house, I'm going to need some new furniture. So I went into a furniture store called, I think it's called Harvey's. And there was a bloke in there and he started chatting to me and he was really nice. And I told him what happened, you know, I'm inheriting a house, taking over my mum's place. And, oh yeah, sorry to hear that. And he said, well, I'll give you a brochure and I'll give you my number. And when the time comes, you want to come back, you come back and you come see me and we'll do you a good deal on your furniture. And he started showing me all the stuff. And, what a nice bloke. Yeah, I went into the kitchen place and they're all young males. And not one person approached me. Not one. So I walked around for a bit and then there was no brochures to be on hand. I couldn't take any brochures. And soon then I walked out. So possibly won't be buying a kitchen from them, but I'll almost certainly be buying a new sofa and stuff from this other chap, a really nice bloke. So, yeah, so it just shows you can get positive customer service. It's a pity Vodafone and Openreach don't have the same attitude. I think it's all down to the individual. Clearly, in Black 73 Cat's case, when his engineer just didn't bother to turn up and told him he'd phoned up and he hadn't and messed him about. Clearly, he wasn't bothered. And the same with the guy on the phone to McColgan about some Vodafone. He was obviously really wasn't bothered whether he got the business or not. So I hope, Mac, you've got your phone sorted out. You let us know the update on the thing. But yeah, so I've had a good day on the phone today. A good day on the phone. So we're now pretty much sorted out with the house. We've got the funeral on Friday, which I'm not particularly looking forward to, for obvious reasons. But we feel we're moving in the right direction. It's been a big month, 4 weeks since she died. It's been a big month for me and my brother. Coming to terms with the fact that Mum's died, and then the amount of stuff we've had to do. It's been a complete blur. So I've only listened to really a quarter of the audiobooks I normally listen to. So I've had to skip quite a few, unfortunately. But I mean, obviously my mind's been on other things. So that's kind of where we're at the moment. So I don't know what to label this, audio log or something. Probably an audio log, something like that. Won't be an audio diary. I might do another one of those when I'm doing the house up or something, who knows. Yeah, so big thumbs up to British Telecom. Sometimes they don't get it right, but in this instance they half got it right. I would have preferred to have the account on hold like the other two. British Gas couldn't have been more helpful, and the Severn Trent Water. So that's all the now most of the paper were taken care of. So hopefully now we can slightly relax a bit. Some of the bank accounts, they refuse to do stuff unless they've got official confirmation. In England we've got a thing called probate. So about you have to total all the money up and then decide if there's any tax to pay. Then you fill a form and then you have to go and swear on the oath. And only then do you achieve probate. And then only then will some of these companies pay out the money that was in their accounts. So it's not all good news, but today's been a fairly good day on the phone. So I'm now going to drink this cup of tea by myself. And yeah, it's now going to be a nice evening, so I may go for a walk. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next audio boom.